Hey there, and welcome to today's episode about Podcast from Not to Bot. We're diving into the world of email metrics and how they can be your stepping stones to scoring bigger and better deals. Today, we'll explore the key outbound email metrics you need to track, their benchmarks as of May 2025, and how these insights can really boost your outreach strategies. AI SDR is all about creating AI-driven solutions for sales outreach, and we're here to help you understand the metrics that matter in your campaigns. I'm Alex Turner, and with me is my co-host, Zoe Lane. We're going to guide you through the ins and outs of outbound email metrics and how they can transform your sales game.
Thanks, Alex. It's awesome to be here. Today, we're breaking down the essential metrics every sales team should keep an eye on. We'll chat about open rates, response rates, bounce rates, and more, giving you benchmarks to help assess your performance and optimize your outreach.
Exactly, Zoe. Understanding these metrics is crucial because they give us insight into what's working and what might need some tweaking in our strategies. So let's jump right in. Starting with the difference between outbound and inbound email campaigns.
Great point, Alex. It's important to distinguish between outbound and inbound campaigns because they perform differently. Outbound means reaching out to folks who haven't shown interest in your company yet, while inbound targets those who've already engaged with your brand. Naturally, outbound metrics tend to be lower since you're starting from scratch with prospects who have zero intent to buy initially.
That's right, Zoe. And understanding this distinction is key to setting realistic expectations for your email metrics. Now, let's talk about those outbound metrics, starting with open rates. A healthy open rate for outbound emails ranges from 19% to 26%. It's a great indicator of how compelling your subject lines are and whether your content is appealing enough to catch the reader's eye.
Absolutely, Alex. If you see open rates dipping below 15%, it could signal an issue with your subject lines or even a technical problem affecting your email deliverability. It's also an opportunity to identify inactive or unengaged leads and optimize your list for better targeting.
Exactly. Moving on to response rates, which will naturally be lower than open rates. For outbound emails, a typical response rate ranges from 1.5% to 4.89%. This metric includes all types of responses, both positive and negative, so it's important to dig deeper into the data to understand the quality of those responses.
And speaking of quality, let's talk about positive response rates. If at least 0.4% to 0.6% of your responses are positive, your outbound efforts are doing quite well. Even achieving a 10% positive response rate can be considered a success in outbound campaigns.
That's insightful, Zoe. Now, let's address bounce rates. A bounce rate under 5% is ideal, as it indicates that most of your emails are reaching their intended recipients. There are two types of bounces to be aware of: soft bounces, which are temporary issues, and hard bounces, which are permanent and can harm your sender reputation if not addressed.
Exactly, Alex. Soft bounces might occur due to server issues or full mailboxes, while hard bounces are often due to non-existent email addresses or invalid domains. Keeping your bounce rate low is crucial to maintaining a healthy sender reputation and avoiding the risk of being blocked.
Now, let's discuss the meetings booked rate, which is typically between 1% to 3%. This metric reflects how successful your outreach is in getting prospects to book a demo or call, ultimately leading to potential sales conversions.
Right, Alex. If you're not seeing any demos booked from your outbound efforts, it's a major red flag. It might indicate that your current strategy needs a revamp to better engage prospects and convert them into leads.
Exactly. Another important metric is the click-through rate, or CTR, which ranges from 0.7% to 4.4%. This shows how many recipients clicked on links within your email. And if it's lower than expected, you might need to experiment with A/B testing, optimal sending times, or even refining your content and CTAs.
And don't forget the unsubscribe rate, which should ideally be under 1%. While a high unsubscribe rate can be discouraging, it also helps you refine your lead list by removing those more likely to mark your emails as spam, thereby improving your sender reputation.
That's a great point, Zoe. Now let's talk about lead response time. The faster your team responds to leads, the higher your chances of conversion. AI SDR helps companies reduce their lead response time to just 5 to 10 minutes, ensuring you never miss out on a deal due to slow responses.
Absolutely, Alex. And finally, the opportunity win rate, which ranges from 10% to 19%. This metric helps you identify successful strategies and refine your targeting criteria to focus on leads more likely to convert. It's all about using your wins to generate even more victories.
Exactly, Zoe. And remember, if your current outbound results don't match these benchmarks, it doesn't necessarily mean your strategy is flawed. Several factors, like your target audience and campaign goals, can impact your performance. The best benchmarks are those determined by your past performance, allowing you to measure growth over time.
Right, Alex. And if you're looking to enhance your outbound results, AI SDR can help by automating your outreach, allowing you to focus more on closing deals rather than managing campaigns.
Think about how these metrics apply to your own business. Are there areas where you can optimize your strategy? Remember, the key to successful outreach is continuous improvement and adaptation.
Exactly. And as we wrap up today's episode, let's summarize the key takeaways. Track your open rates, response rates, bounce rates, and more to understand your campaign's performance. Use these benchmarks as a guide, but always focus on your past performance to gauge growth.
And don't forget to leverage AI SDR to automate your outreach and improve efficiency. Book more, stress less with our AI-driven solutions. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to helping you optimize your sales efforts in future episodes.
Thanks for joining us today. Remember, no AI is perfect, but with AI SDR, you have all the tools you need to succeed. Until next time, keep innovating and keep connecting with your ideal prospects.